That's always a hard question to answer. We know that in 1947, for instance, we know that the whole Jewish community was God-fearing before the Zionists came. We know also in 1947, the chief rabbi, after Rabbi Zonnenfeld passed away, there was a chief rabbi, Dushinsky, and he wrote a letter to the United Nations in 1947 in Lake Placid, and he pleaded with them that the Jewish community, which he says, I have under me 60,000 constituents, we do not want to be included in the state of Israel that you're creating, which is really, I think it's mind-blowing that you see how opposite Judaism is from Zionism, that you have the chief rabbi of Israel, of the land of Jerusalem then, writing and requesting not to be included in Israel. So what did he want to be included? He wanted to be included, you know, with the Arab people, obviously, that was as it was before. Anyways, he had 60,000 people, 60,000 people under him, besides which they had in the rest of Palestine people. What happened to these people? They never left. I mean, they were still there. And from 1947, and being that the Jewish families don't practice family planning, they grew and so forth. So today there is, you know, hundreds of thousands of these people, and except there was never an official, the Turikat, as I said, was given to the names of the people who fight Zionism vocally. So sometimes there are large, very large numbers, hundreds of thousands who come out, and sometimes there are less, it all depending on the situation. But there were never an official, like it's not part of a government that they can, statistics-wise, to do that. But we do know that the really Orthodox community is always in conflict with Zionism. The more Orthodox they are, the more vocal, the more strong they are in their opposition to Zionism. So worldwide we have hundreds of thousands, and sometimes they come out, sometimes they don't. In New York we have a large element because it's a large Orthodox community. In London, in Stamford Hills there is, and so forth. There's Antwerp and Australia. There's, depending, each area has where there's an Orthodox community, you will find the vocal against Zionism, and there's other areas in the world, but the large concentration is in Palestine. It would be in Meir Sha'arim, in B'nai Brak, in different areas where there is a concentration and spread out.